Johnson's Wax Program, starring the King's Men. With their special guest for tonight, Andy Russell. Makers of Johnson's Wax for home, industry, and agriculture bring you America's greatest vocal foursome of Ken Darby and the King's Men. With music by Elliot Daniel and the orchestra, and Ken Darby's special guest for tonight, one of America's most popular baritones, Andy Russell. And now let me present Johnson's ambassador of goodwill and good wax, your host, Ken Darby.
Harlow, that was a most diplomatic introduction.
Oh, it was nothing, really.
Well, it would have been kind of nice, though, if you had mentioned something about good music.
Well, I'll leave that up to you, Ken. What's on the musical agenda?
Well, item one concerns a couple of kids who enjoy the seashore. One of them is me, the other is Marie. So the King's Men and I will sing about me and Marie.
You want to see little me and Marie by the old seaside. By the ocean we sit and we pet till we get swept out by the tide. You may have been to Coney and kept both of your eyes open wide, but you ought to see me and Marie by the old seaside. Only me and my Marie together. It's beautiful beside the sea together. We love to linger in the breezy weather as long as we can always be. If you want to see a thing of beauty, you should see me spooning with my little cutie by the old seaside. For when once we get the proper setting, we begin a petting and go on a petting till we end up getting such an awful wetting from the tide. First we talk about petting this a bit, then we walk about and hug and kiss a bit, till we finally find a spot where we can hide. Then, until the crowing of the chickens, me and my Marie proceed to raise the chickens by the old seaside.
We seem to be following a romantic pattern, Ken, even though it seems an impractical one. I see you have a suggestion here. Step into your dreams.
More than a suggestion, Harlow. It's a new song. Elliot Daniel wrote the music, and I wrote the lyrics. Now, the King's Men and I would like to see how they fit.
Step into your dreams. And look them over. There may be an old one you'll want to renew. Step into your dreams and count your treasures. That castle of come on.
Ben, who is that fellow limping over there?
Him? Well, that's our guest. You know, Harlow, I was going to say that Andy Russell is one of our greatest modern singers. But after watching him pitch that charity baseball game last night for the Hollywood Youth Welfare Fund, I honestly don't know how to introduce him.
Oh, you mean, Ken, you mean the all-star game between the Russell Sprouts and the Sinatra Swooners?
That's the one.
You say Andy pitched?
I'll say he pitched. He only allowed 18 hits and 16 bases on balls.
Well, no wonder you don't know what to say about him. You don't know whether to introduce him as the man who plays ball like a singer or the man who sings like a ball player, huh?
Well, I'm sure that any way we introduce him, he'll give a good account of himself. So here he is, Andy Russell. Andy. Andy, welcome to the Johnson's Wax program, and let me congratulate you on the fine performance you gave last night. That was quite a ball game.
Well, thank you, Ken. From now on, just call me Limpy.
I get it. Limpy de Russell.
But really, Kent, I don't think I'm much of a baseball player anymore.
Now, what makes you say that?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I just feel it in my bones or so.
No wonder. Pitching against Sinatra and his team must have been quite a job.
Well, it's not that so much, but the last time I went to bat, I picked up Sinatra by mistake.
A very natural error. I'll bet Frankie felt silly when you made a hit with him.
Yep. It's the first time in baseball that a player drove in a run for the opposing team.
Well, I think you and all the other stars and the Hollywood Junior Chamber of Commerce deserve great credit for supporting the Youth Welfare Fund with your unselfish efforts. Now, boy, how about a song?
That would be a pleasure, Ken. My efforts here will be a little more selfish, because I'd like to sing a number that my wife Della and I introduced in our personal appearance tour and on records. We sort of feel that it's our song. It's called Maybe It's Because by Johnny Scott and Harry Ruby.
Elliot, help the man out.
Maybe it's because the kiss you gave me touched my heart and went right through. I can't tell you why, I only know that I fell helplessly in love with you. Maybe it's because the song we danced to told a story old and new. I can't figure out just why it came about or how I fell in love with you. Now I could say your friend, and therefore I care for you so. But then there is a why and wherefore, and I'd like to know. Maybe it's because the star that I wished on made a certain wish come true. Or it just could be that you were meant for me, and maybe I was meant for you. Now I could say you're grand, and therefore I care for you so. But then there is a why and wherefore, and I'd like to know. Maybe it's because the star that I wished on made a certain wish come true. Or it just could be that you were meant for me, and maybe I was meant for you.
ball player ever sang like that. And just to prove it, how about an encore?
Well, then suppose we change tempos and do an old Latin favorite.
If you sing it, it's everybody's favorite.
Thank you, sir.
Yours till the stars have no glory. Yours till the birds fail to sing. Yours to the end of life's story. This pledge to you, dear, I bring. Yours in the grave of December. Here or on far distant shores. For I've never loved anyone the way I love you. How could I? Born to be just yours.
Come on, Andy, sing it the hard way. Sing it in Spanish.
Cuando se quiere de veras, como te quiero yo a ti, es imposible, mi cielo, tan separado. Cuando se quiere de veras, como te quiero yo a ti, es imposible, mi cielo, tan separados vivir, and I was meant to be just
Have you ever seen an unpolished gem? It's valuable, but not beautiful because it doesn't glisten and shine. Well, now the same is true of linoleum. It may be fine linoleum, clean and spotless, but it won't be beautiful unless it shines. And that's why millions of women just won't try to keep house without Johnson's Glow Coat. For this wonderful new self-polishing floor wax makes it easy to give your linoleum the shine proud housekeeping demands. There's no polishing at all. Glow Coat polishes itself as it dries. And the polish you get now with the new Glow Coat will delight your heart. It shines almost twice as brightly now as before. Try Glow Coat and see. No polishing, just spread it on, let it dry, watch it shine. Johnson's new Glow Coat spreads more easily, dries more evenly, lasts longer. And the shine you get with Glow Coat is now far brighter. Yes, almost twice as bright as before, without polishing. So for a brighter floor with far less work, ask tomorrow for Glow Coat. G-L-O-C-O-A-T. It's at your dealer's in the familiar yellow container with the bright red band. Ken, the title of this next song must be written in code. All I see here is yatata, yatata, yatata.
Well, the King's Man and I will be glad to decipher it, Harlow. It's a novelty song describing some very interesting dialogue. Elliot, shall we start deciphering?
Professors of English all agree that making conversation is an art. They should hear you making conversation with me. They'd have a change of heart. Can I put my arm around you? And we're going for a walk. Must you yet-a-da, 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 talk, talk, talk. When we're sitting close together in a cozy taxi cab, must you yet-a-da, 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 yet-a-da. Aristotle, mathematics, economics, antique chairs, then psychology, biology, photography, biography. Slow down, who cares? There's a brand new moon this evening, and the weather should be fine. If you yet-a-da, 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 same old.
sample conversation I heard.
Pardon me if I quote. My last pair of nylons developed to run from the knee to the toe. Do you know anyone who can get me a car without waiting in line? Don't you think Andy Russell is simply divine? Shall we go to a movie, my dear? By the way, do you like the new turban I'm wearing today? Can't we find a cafe with a nice atmosphere? I was sold on the steak. Did you say something, dear? You do it every time. There's a brand new moon this evening, and the weather should be fine. If you yet-a-day, same old line. Though I'd really love to pop ya, I know the only way to stop ya is to close your lips with hope.
Libby Holman introduced this torch song in a Broadway show a number of years ago. Many torch songs have been written and forgotten since then, but Body and Soul has assumed the proportions of a modern classic. Elliot Daniel now presents his own special arrangement of it. That's Elliot, you hear at the piano. Passing of time makes us realize that American tradition is filled with nostalgia. We think of well-kept lawns sweeping to a white picket fence, a church spire towering above the prim New England village, spinning wheels and horsehair sofas, and standing in some corner with stately dignity, grandfather's clock.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by far than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his pleasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering. Tick, tock, tick,
tick-tock, his life seconds numbering. Tick-tock, tick-tock, it stopped short. Never to go again when the old man died. In watching the pendulum swing to and fro, many hours he had spent as a boy. And in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know and share both his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering. Tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering. Tick-tock, tick-tock, it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
90 years without slumbering. His life seconds numbering. But it stopped
short, never to go again.
Women must be right about a household product they prefer. And so there must be a reason why Johnson's Glow Coat consistently outsells any other brand of self-polishing floor wax by almost 2-1. In fact, there are several reasons. Women love bright floors, and Glow Coat gives a dazzling, heartwarming brightness. Women hate hard polishing, and Glow Coat spreads its brightness without polishing. Women want linoleum to wear well and to be easy to clean. Glow Coat's hard protective surface reduces wear and makes cleaning easy. And Johnson's Glow Coat now has new advantages that even Glow Coat never had before. It spreads more easily, dries more evenly, lasts longer. And it shines almost twice as brightly now without polishing. So for easier work in a brighter home, try Glow Coat. It's at your dealer's in the familiar yellow container with the bright red band.
Say, Harlow, have you seen Andy Russell around? He's supposed to be on.
Well, the last time I saw him, he was wearing a big Mexican sombrero and had his horse tied in the lobby. Looked to me like he was a-heading for the border.
He can't do that to us, partner. Come on, men, saddle up. We'll head him off at the pass. Shot the hole in your sombrero.
Oh, that's what I would like to know. If this hat would have been a little lower down, I would have had an awful headache. Listen.
Who shot the hole in my sombrero?
Who put the bullet through the hat?
Who shot the hole in my sombrero?
Oh, who would do a terrible thing like that? Was it Nita or Lolita? If
he
catch you with another senorita.
Was it Hedda, Hedda Hopper? Was she jealous of my hat and blew my topper?
Who shot the hole in my sombrero?
Hey!
Who put the hole through the hat?
Who shot the hole in my sombrero?
Who could do a terrible thing like that?
Was it someone, a certain someone? If it is, I think I throw them in the cling.
I can't figure who pulled the trigger.
It wasn't meant for accident, I think.
We confess. Mm-hmm. We shot the hole in your sombrero. We did. We put the bullet through your hat.
You shot
got the hole in my sombrero.
Si.
Why?
Because when you croon our senoritas, they all swoon and we'll not meet us. How are we going to fall in love like that?
Ay, ay, ay.
It's better I get on my horse and travel far away. With bullets flying everywhere, I do not think I'll stay. The fellows, they are mad at me, so I don't hang around. The next time that the bullet comes, I may be bending down.
Picking up a daisy.
I'm glad you shot the hole in my sombrero.
You mean you glad we didn't shoot you dead, huh?
I'd rather have a hole in my sombrero than end up with a bullet in my head.
Come with me.
Where are we going?
Come and see.
I'm afraid.
Come with me.
What you want?
We
want
to buy you a new hat.
I'm glad we did a wonderful thing like that.
For a final word.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to thank Andy Russell for spending his time with us this evening and for making our time more pleasurable. Thanks also to the other King's men, Bud Lynn, Rad Robertson, and John Dodson, and Elliot Daniel in the orchestra. And our special thanks to all of you for listening.
Say, Ken, before we go to the showers, is there any clubhouse gossip about what's going to happen next week?
Well, the King's men will bring in a special arrangement of Ohee, Ohio Ho. Elliot Daniel in the orchestra will do Dancing Tambourine. And our special guest will be that great singing star of radio and motion pictures, Dick Haynes. This is Ken Darby, hoping you'll be with us again next week. Good night.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax for home, industry, and agriculture, wishing you good night and a shining future.
Motorist, does your rear vision mirror reflect blinding headlight glare from the car behind? If so, take warning. National Safety Council figures show that one fatal accident in five occurs because the driver's vision was obscured. Even better, take this advice. Go to your car new dealer's tomorrow, ask him about his big combination offer of a wonderful new rear vision safety glare shield and a can of Johnson's Car New, both for only 88 cents. The glare shield alone is valued at 79 cents. Car New sells regularly for 69 cents. But while this offer lasts, you get both for only 88 cents. That's right, $1.48 value for only 88 cents. This new safety glare shield fits any rear vision mirror, gives perfect rear vision without rear vision glare. Johnson's Car New gives your car that showroom shine. And you get both the glare shield and Car New for only 88 cents while this offer lasts. See your Car New dealer tomorrow.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago.